Good morning, everyone. You are listening to my podcast, Relationships, the Good and the Messy. My name is Sally Kalen. Welcome to the show. We are in the top 5% of relationship podcasts in the world. This makes me so happy. So I'm going to get on to today's show. As you know, I'm making these podcasts very short and sweet, so to speak, at the moment, because I want to give you the messages that you need for 2022. I want you to be able to take what I'm sharing with you and begin to implement the changes in your life, or begin to do some self-awareness work, inner child work, all of it. Okay. So today I have a question for you, but before I get to that question, I want you to take a look at the way you show up in relationships. I want you to look at the types of relationships you've been in, and who are you? How do you show up? Are you showing up asking, what can I give here? Or are you showing up with, what do I need? What do I need? The thing is, so many people are showing up in their relationships with, what do I need? It's not conscious, but there is a lot of energy around me, and we're not actually thinking about a relationship per se and how we can add value and give and serve and all of that. We're literally looking for someone to save us or for someone to complete us, but we're not showing up with that attitude of bringing something to the table, right? Bringing something to someone's life. There is often a lot of anxiety and stress involved when we are looking for a relationship for many people, and they feel that their time is running out, they need to find that person. And it's all quite a selfish response, right? To, you know, how we've been conditioned and what we believe we are in our relationships. And this is why it is really important to be able to reflect and look at yourself. Because here's the thing. How you show up in your relationships, how you showed up in your last relationship, how you showed up in your previous relationship, there is a pattern that you have. So I want you to look back on your relationships, okay? Take some time today and reflect. And I want you to ask yourself, what is the emotional state that I am usually in when I am in a relationship? How do I feel in my relationships? Now, I know for some of my clients, and I know for myself, at one time, my relationships were anchored in so much anxiety and stress. I was in these relationships, but I was constantly being triggered. I was constantly feeling anxious. And some of these relationships were very abusive or very unhealthy and everything in between. And of course, the reason that was unknowingly to me at the time, I had such a wounded inner child. My conditioning and my thought processes were, I wasn't worthy, I wasn't enough. I was simply searching for someone to save me. And that needy energy called in, attracted to me a match. And together we played out our dramas together. Together we played out the patterns together. But here is the thing, the question I have for you is, if you are single right now and you are looking for a relationship, I want you to tell me, not necessarily tell me, but tell yourself, how are you different this time around to all the other times you were in a relationship? What has changed about you? What inner work have you done on yourself that you can say, I am a different person these days? I feel completely different. I know myself. I know what I want and what I don't want. Are you in that place, or are you simply repeating a pattern? Are you simply going to opt into another relationship and be playing out the same patterns? And that is my question for you today. I want you to be super honest with yourself, and I want you to look back and see the timeline, see how you are in your relationships. And this is quite confronting. You know, sometimes we have this idea of how we are in a relationship. And sure, we always have those nice parts, right? Where we are lovely, we are kind, we are fun, and all those things, right? But is there a part of us that we bring to that relationship that may not be the best? Is there a part of, you know, how we think and feel about ourselves that could be adding drama and chaos to our connections with people? And because here is the deal. Like I said, if you do not begin the inner work, if you do not have that self-awareness around who you are and how you show up, you will keep repeating the patterns. And that's not to say you have to be completely healed and perfect to find the perfect relationship. No, that's just impossible. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, if you want to create something different, then you have to be different energetically. You have to know and see yourself in a different way. And this is why I have such a, why I find it interesting. And I'm guilty of this in the past. When people go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship, and they actually don't do the work, they don't take the time, they don't take the time to process the ending of that relationship. They don't take the time to process why it ended up the way it did. They're just boom into another relationship. And let me tell you now, people that go from one relationship to another relationship to another relationship, they tend to play out the identical patterns. Even when they say, this person's nothing like my ex, they're nothing the same. When they say that in the beginning, I often think, well, we'll see. We'll see how different they are. When I know they haven't actually done any work on themselves, But of course, when people have done a lot of inner work, things can shift. And look, I know people too, and this was me for a while. I'd done a lot of work on myself. And when I attracted in a new relationship, very quickly, I knew that there were similarities to my past relationship, but I hanged on to that relationship, hoping that things were different. And it subsequently played out in a particular way. Because clearly at that point, I hadn't healed a lot of my inner child wounds. And that relationship brought that to the surface in a huge way. So, you know, it is a journey. It isn't like a light switch, growth and healing. It's not like, boom, oh, I'm healed now. I've done a bit of work on myself and everything's changed. It's a continual journey. But knowing that there are people that you can have in your life that are willing to go that path with you and wanting to grow and heal together, that is all out there and possible, right? So on that note, I'm going to love you and leave you, but I want you to do that today for me. I want you to look back on your relationships and notice how you are, how you show up. And I want you to ask yourself, how am I going to be different in this relationship? Are my triggers still there? What triggered me in the past? How do I manage that now? How do I regulate my emotions? How do I manage my feelings? Right? Because you are the only person you're going to spend your whole entire life with, for guarantee, for sure. And you want to be happy with you, right? You want to know yourself. You want to know what makes you tick. You want to know the type of person you want to spend your life with. Okay? So it's important as we go into this 2022, we're in 2022. You know, this is the year of big changes. So much is happening this year. Energetically, there is so much going on in the world. And all the messages I'm receiving myself just from, you know, different people and all kinds of things going on right now. I really believe that this is the year we have to step into our power and say, you know what? This is my time. I am going to be choosing what's healthy for me, what's right for me. But unless you have done some self-reflection, self-awareness work, you won't even know what that is, right? You'll just repeat the patterns. And I don't want that for you. I want you to know you are allowed to have a healthy, loving relationship with someone that is going to see you and value you and you feel safe with, right? You have to have that safety, that passion, desire. Yes, of course, but you need to feel safe. You need to feel loved, supported. And that all begins with yourself. It begins with a relationship with yourself. So taking time to understand how you tick, what your patterns are, all of that is essential in having healthy, solid love, high level love, the best kind of love, because it starts with you. And if you don't have it with yourself, it is going to be very hard to experience that with another person. But it starts with those little steps every day, right? Those little self-awareness steps, like looking in the mirror and asking yourself, am I okay with me? Do I like who I am? Do I like who I'm looking at in the mirror? What can I improve on, right? Just get to know yourself. This is what it's about. This is the journey of life. It's waking up. You know, the way the world is right now, there is going to be coming a lot of changes in the world, a lot. And your relationship with yourself and others is going to be paramount in so much. So on that note, I could get into this for a long time, guys, my passion on all this, because I just know that, you know, obviously that relationship with yourself is key. It is so freaking key. So I'm going to wish you all an amazing day. Please reach out to me if you're interested in coaching with me one-to-one this year. I am taking clients on board as we speak. I have very limited spots, so please get on board if you are ready to make those changes. Please follow me on Instagram, and I will be back in a couple of days with a new podcast. Stay tuned. Go and check my website out. We are upgrading at the moment, so the new one isn't up there yet, but sallykalin.com. I cannot wait for you guys to be able to see the new website, because everything's going to be on there. So many resources and links to everything you need. So I will talk to you soon, guys.